News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, was inducted into the Prime Minister's Park at the University of the West Indies, UWI Mona, on July 20. The park was designed to honor past students who have been or are currently serving as heads of government. Dr. Rowley, the seventh Prime Minister of the Twin Island Republic, earned his first degree at the Mona campus in geology and geography before completing a master's in volcanic stratigraphy at St. Augustine in Trinidad and Tobago. He later obtained a doctorate in geology.
I want to thank the university for organizing this ceremony to acknowledge my presence here at Mona and my involvement with this venerable institution. And those of us who are the products of UWI, when accolades are placed on our heads, we can only but recognize the work of those who went before.
Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley. Prime Minister Rowley brings the total to 17 heads of government whose names have been added to the monument. He was in Jamaica on an official visit July 17 to 21. Jamaican manufacturers can look forward to increased opportunities to get their goods into Trinidad and Tobago. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says following frank discussions with Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, both governments have agreed to address any long-standing issues affecting sustainable trade between the two countries. Mr. Holness says firm commitments were given that the relevant agencies in both countries would ensure that the trade treaties and regulations signed onto by Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago are upheld.
We both discussed structural impediments to trade, and we discussed ways in which, through cooperation, we could navigate around those structural impediments, such as looking at the restoration of a trade desk in both our ministries of trade and commerce. Things like that will help to ensure the ease of trade.
Mr. Holness was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister last Thursday. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has committed $1 billion over the next 4 years to support crime-fighting efforts by the Ministry of National Security in fighting crime. Minister Bartlett says the move forms part of a partnership with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Tourism Product Development Company TPDCO, and the Tourism Enhancement Fund.
We believe that an emphasis, sir, on intelligence gathering and the better use of technology as a critical tool to drive greater detection and monitoring is critical in all of this.
The tourism minister made the announcement while addressing the closing ceremony for the first batch of 89 graduates under the new district constables training program at the National Police College of Jamaica in St. Catherine last week. The 89 district constables will be deployed across prescribed areas and resort towns island-wide. And over 300 school leaders are expected to participate in the first ever Jamaica National iLead Summit to be held July 25 and 26 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The summit is geared towards providing teachers and school administrators across the island with a new approach to leadership and management.
We're catering to school leaders at all levels, the boards, the principals, vice principals, middle leaders, and heads of PTAs. So it is full. So, and we have an education marketplace with lots of booths, about 11 or 12 booths so far.
Director of Education Programs at the Jamaica National JN Foundation, Dr. Renee Rattray. The iLead Summit will be held under the theme, Innovate, Impact, Lead, Join the Education Revolution. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters entitled an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.